MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
From all of us at More Like Radio, we apologize ahead of time for what you're about to hear.
Warning, listening or viewing The Sully Show in large quantities could result to having the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and or balance, imagined gains in height, fitness and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening.
Welcome to The Sully Show here on More Like Radio. We're not live today, we're taking a breather, mainly because I, Sully, am in Canada for a family wedding, that's right. So I'm all the way up north. Not that I really want to be, because they're going to kill us all one day anyway, but that's besides the point. Today we're doing a best of, that's right, it's a best of, We're going to take some of our stuff from last year before we were on More Like Radio, and we were actually kind of in the middle of Hippo Juice and whatever came after them at the time last year, but that's besides the point, because I've known everybody from the station for a very long time, including Royce and Marie and all of them, so it was okay. But now that they gave us a home, I think you deserve to know what exactly happened on our show before we were on More Like Radio. And in the beginning of June, Danielle actually had a prank call that she wanted to do for Flat D Innovations. It's an actual real company, and the first time didn't go so well. So this is part one of the actual prank phone call with Eric sitting in, because he was the co-host at the time, and our reaction to what she said.
See, this is called filler while she tries to find the thing that she was trying to Google.
No.
Oh, crap. Thank you for the reminder. I already forgot.
Okay, now we need more filler.
Squirrel. Okay, yeah, don't distract her while she's trying to Google.
No, you can't do that. Oh, my ADD kicks in and it gets out of control.
Eric, you missed the prank call from last week. Well, it wasn't supposed to be a prank call, but it turned into one because Daniel made the phone call.
Yeah. I did. Oh, I did.
Wow, snorting.
You remember what you that called? Oh, is that for the gas sack?
Well, Matt, don't you have the audio from that at least?
I do. I can bring it up.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
I can bring it up. Let's do this. Let's open up. Yeah. Let's see if I can get the audio here.
I hate commercials that you can't mute.
Let's see.
Especially the last 30 seconds of conversation.
What was 2 weeks ago? 13th?
Sure.
13th. 2 weeks ago was the 13th here.
Si, senor.
What's the date today? 27?
And wow.
She's snorting in real time to her own snorts. This is awesome.
She's snorting to her own snort.
I'll play any video of her snorting, and she'll snort.
Now, Eric, I do this all the time. This is a small sample of what we went through 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
it was two hours of snorting.
It was
so you can see him.
45-minute snort show.
No, it wasn't last week. I was on vacation last week.
Oh yeah,
it was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Can't resize. Great.
Do you remember when the phone call was? Like what part?
It was towards the end of the show.
Okay.
We barely remember the show.
That's true too.
Damn alcoholic.
I hate every one of you right now.
Oh, yeah, I can't breathe just hearing her.
If you just listen to that show, oh my god, you would die.
Just further out.
Somebody call that number. There we go.
Right now.
There we go, and I did it.
Was it? Okay, I need setup for this. Why are you
calling? Oh, give him a setup.
Oh, wait.
Okay. The setup was we watched a video on...
Thanks to Greg.
Yeah, thanks to Greg once
Thank
again
you.
On
about the fart sack.
Yeah, yeah, it's a fart sack. Basically, it's half
like,
a sleeping.
Is it
butt.
Like a collecting container for said?
No, because we were making fun of you camping, and I actually came up
yes.
with there was a video on YouTube about some guy camping, and you can bring something in case you sleep with a girl in a tent. It's like a fart sack. In case you fart, she won't smell it. And then we found a 1-800 number.
No, it had. Somebody said something about gassing right. somebody out of bed. I think it was.
All right, wait a minute.
Okay, so I just made up my own story and go.
Wait a minute. We'll play it for him right here. Okay.
Flat D Innovations, a 9-year-old personal care products manufacturer, introduces a new concept for flatulence odor control while you are in a bed or a chair. Here's a familiar scene, fluffing the covers to dissipate the smelly gas.
Dutch oven! Dutch oven!
Work. How about if you had a half a sleeping bag to cover and enclose your lower body, and when you pass gas, it would contain and neutralize that odor? Don't worry about being embarrassed anymore while you're in the gas.
Oh, she's already snorting.
Wow.
Anyways, go ahead.
Sack. It is actually breathable and comfortable, just like a sleeping bag. You will sleep more soundly knowing that your smelly gas will be contained within the bag. People wearing incontinence.
Seriously?
They're talking about incontinence.
You know what that is? That's a sleeping bag for a midget.
A sleeping bag for a midget.
And go.
A gassy midget.
Pads or adult diapers will be confident others won't be affected by their gas odor. The secret is in our activated charcoal cloth.
Now, that shot right there was her sitting down and going...
See, like, this needs sound effects.
It does.
What did you just do, Lester?
Well, I've been looking for a sound effect app for the Kindle so I can just load them in and just hit the button.
...is made out of. It will actually neutralize the odor molecules from inside the bag. Find this and many other highly effective odor control products at our flatd.com website.
And it is...
Odor control products for those who care.
It is a real website.
Yes, it is.
So now I know why you're calling somebody.
And somebody said, I won't mention any names, Matt Sully, somebody should call this 1-800 number.
I will play the audio.
I heard that part.
Okay. I will play the audio.
Just 2 seconds ago.
You see, my only comment about that thing was, it looks like a freaking body bag.
It does.
Why am I going to crawl into a body bag to go to sleep?
It does.
Does he have bad gas?
Am I making it easier for the EMTs or what?
If you're not man enough to put your ass in your girl's face and let her rip.
Hey.
So you got to cover it up with a sack.
I've gassed her out of bed, and she's gassed me out of bed, so we're pretty much even on that.
That's
agreed.
Awesome.
You know,
agreed.
If you spend enough time living together, eventually it evens out.
If you can see him, he's up in the corner there. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's some of the audio here.
Be wet.
You know,
the bags for smell, not fluids.
When you wake up in the middle of the night and have to go pee, it's usually one of those, oh, crap, I got to go now things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so you're not going to sit there and think about, okay, I got to wake up, I got to untie the bag, I got to undo. You're going to, like.
Activated charcoal cloth.
Exactly.
Right. Letter
5-4-0-0-5-6.
J-K-L-M.
Here we go. I want to know
it's
if this is a
speaker.
Real company.
Oh, crap. I don't have crap.
Oh, crap. I want to know if it's a real company.
Now, Patriot Station's got a good question.
Yes.
He says, does it have a gas silencer?
Ah! I wonder.
Crap.
Where is he, by the way? He's not in the chat room. I'm just saying, he's not in the chat room. I'm looking at the chat room. He's not there.
You know what it is? I've been gone for a month. He's been sad, so he decided to stay away. He didn't know I was coming back.
He was here 2 weeks ago.
You wish.
Oh, you know what? He is in the Army, so this might be his...
Oh, drill week.
Drill week?
Yep. I'll allow it. I forgot. I saw it on his Facebook.
Yeah.
So you don't
service.
Wake yourself up.
Those are sold right next to the grenade suppositories.
There we go.
Been there, done that.
Speakerphone.
What's matter, Eric?
Oh, this is great.
Can you hear it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. See, she's snorting.
Flat D Innovation.
Holy shit, they're real!
Hello?
Hello, Flat D here.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Who is this?
Eric Kennedy.
That's how you treat potential customers. Who is this?
Who is this?
Oh, it gets better. Wait, you're gonna die.
Hey, just listen.
Go ahead. Plant D, how can I help you?
Hi, can you tell me what you do? Can you tell me what you do?
I can't hear you. What did you say?
I'm sorry. Can you tell me what you do?
I'm in customer service.
Imagine being the guy on the other line.
Yeah.
I don't know whether to quit my job or play into it.
Yeah, right? At this point, yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. The guy answered very truthfully. He is in customer service, but that's not what she was...
Because he doesn't know what kind of crackhead's on the other line.
But that's not what she was trying to ask.
Like, who is this woman and why is she snorting into the phone?
Customer service for what?
And enter them online for customers that don't enter their orders right online.
Tell them your gas sack is not containing the gas smell.
I have a leaky gas sack.
Wait, no, I have something important to tell you. My gas sack.
See, he's talking. Wait, no, wait. I have something important to tell you. Really?
Uh-oh.
There she goes. And she's we're not the ones making her snort either. She's making herself snort.
Yeah, she does that a lot, actually.
She's reminiscing.
She's like, oh, my God, I actually did that?
That's awesome.
See? Never say I don't have the audio, because I always have the audio.
Except for
what
I mean. She can't even do it with a straight face.
I can't. Hello?
And I had the camera on her the whole time.
No, I'm like, hello? Oh, my question was...
Greg, ask if they have a gas silencer for the
gas
sack.
Do you have a gas sack checker?
What?
She's not even speaking in complete sentences anymore.
What was that?
It sounds like if I got flustered or something.
A gas sack checker.
I said, do you have a gas check? Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Don't enter their orders right online.
Tell them your gas sack is not containing the gas smell.
How about you?
I have something important to tell you. My gas sack.
No way, I have something important to tell you.
Wow, she can't even
do it. It's
a store. Worst prank call ever.
Ever.
I don't know. Yeah, well, it depends who you're talking about.
You're laughing.
That's
me on a couple beers. I was a little whoopee.
A little whoopee?
A little whoopee?
Blame it on the alcohol.
Sure. A little whoopee.
You say worst prank call ever, but was it really?
Was it really? That customer service guy is like, wow, this is probably going to go down in the record books.
The best part is this wasn't even supposed to be a prank call.
she just couldn't get through it.
She couldn't talk.
And the funny thing is, dude on the other end of the phone was solid.
Yeah.
He never lost it.
He was Spock.
He was highly professional.
He was Spock.
Yeah,
showed no emotion.
To snort that well.
Live long and pass much gas.
All right. Wait. It gets better.
Oh.
Hello, what's your question?
Oh, my question was...
Greg, ask if they have a gas silencer for the
gas
sack.
Do you have a gas sack checker?
A gas sack checker.
Your mouth is evidently too close to the phone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He was just on top of it! It was great!
Oh, she's gone.
And there she goes.
Here goes.
Stop, no.
Smart.
Unicorn? Where?
Come on, Danielle, pull yourself together.
I was trying so hard, but you guys were making it so hard for me.
But we really weren't.
We were just sitting here laughing our asses off at you. I mean, trying to help you through the phone conversation, trying to give you clues of what to do or where to say.
Let's call them
again,
and we'll make this one better.
I mean, I mean,
think about it. All we were doing was feeding you lines to say.
Yeah, that's probably the worst thing. Is like she's trying to listen to the dude. Yeah. She's listening to you guys
laughing. And then I hear the questions you're making me ask him. And you know me. I laugh at everything.
You're the one who volunteered the call. I wanted Greg to do it.
I got my phone right here. Let me dial. What was that number again?
For the inconvenience I caused you. Does your gas sack have a holder?
So we went from... finding out if it had a silencer, to a checker, to a holder.
I have my gas sack holster.
Wait. Listen to his answer.
Do we have a holder? What?
Yes.
Like a bag holder.
Do you hear me? Like, yes.
A bag holder.
Now, she managed to get that out, which is fine.
But she's like, it's like she's asking you, but she's asking him, but she's asking you.
Right.
She's probably asking herself, what the hell am I doing?
Why did I do this?
Let me ask this question out loud before I ask it to him.
Let's go on here.
A bag holder?
Yeah, like a travel kit.
A carrying case.
A carrying case.
A travel kit, you know.
Yep,
I want a carrying case also.
Gone. She's gone.
Hey, now's the timing thing. Play the bit.
No, I want to go on with this phone call.
And she's over it.
And she's good.
Hey, she's recovering this week. She wasn't recovering last week.
No.
It was 5-minute breaks between any conversation, just laughing because she's snorting her. I mean, she damn near flipped the couch over. She was snorting so hard last week.
As I recall, I think she almost fell off the couch.
I was crying from watching her last week.
Yeah, normally.
Christy's crying in the chat room from it.
Yeah.
That's the most involved I've been with a show.
Now, mind you, through all the other shows, Greg is normally very silent and he'll chime in every now and then.
Not last show.
Oh my god, dude.
Evil Greg came out
big. Oh yeah.
He is now evil? One of us.
Yeah. Became one of them.
Well, Greg, understand, evil is said in a very loving way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's finish this here.
Don't turn that on me. Get off.
I think that's what started it all last week, because she kept doing that, and he got pissed and started picking on her.
But, Greg, you got a shirt on this time. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I yell at him when he doesn't have one on.
You what?
Yeah, we know where you yell. If you're not going to wear a shirt, don't wear the pants.
There you go.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Damn, did I call that one or what?
I forgot about that.
Oh, boy.
Whoops.
I got a round of applause.
Hey.
Let's go on with the call.
No, I believe I got a round of applause.
Yeah. Yes, there you go.
Maybe from her.
Twice.
All
right. You got a sticky for that?
Yes.
Give me a minute.
I got my own sticky.
All right. Let's go on. Let's finish the call here. Listen to her. Listen
wow, it's all quiet.
All right, tell her, hang up. Say sorry for bothering
you. Have a good night, and I love your humor. Goodbye.
I love your humor. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm telling you, she should have been the hostess for The Weakest Link.
You are the Weakest Link.
She's got that goodbye line down pat.
Goodbye. Be the hostess goodbye. For The Weakest Snort.
You are The Weakest Snort.
You are no longer snort worthy.
Lewis.
Kenobi.
Who's help you with what?
Mom.
Oh no! Mom. It's the paper file. It shall stop it.
Mommy.
Watch out! You'll get paper cuts on your forehead.
Mama.
Right where that unicorn horn goes.
Mom. Mom. Mom!
Why are you hitting me? I have nothing to do with this.
Make it stop!
Mama!
Make it stop!
Mama!
What?
Hi.
It's all in the timing.
Oh, man. Greg, I apologize for her hitting you.
It's all good. Get used to it after a while.
I was going to say, he's probably used to that.
Oh, man. Fortunately, she hits like a girl.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with that.
I'm not really sure you could take offense to that, Danielle.
Yeah.
No, oh, he really. Knows better.
Yeah.
Well, see how well.
Yes, mad enough, she'll just go back in the kitchen and make me a sandwich.
After a statement like that, let's see you use that sticky tonight.
after his team.
Oh,
like,
you guys!
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like you to hold out.
That was part one of our Flat D Innovations prank phone call. And Danielle's with me. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Matt.
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing peachy. We're doing the best of this week, obviously.
Yeah.
Now, what happened with that phone call?
To be honest, Matt, I have no idea, because I was honestly trying to talk to him without laughing. And then you guys were coming up with, like, the funniest ideas. So not only was I laughing because it was funny, but I was laughing because I had to relate the question to this guy who was probably thought I was a crackhead.
Maybe just a little. Maybe just a tad.
Oh, it was funny.
But we decided to take it a step further and have Greg do it.
Yes.
A couple of weeks later.
Yes.
So this next part, obviously, is Greg's turn talking with Flat D Innovations.
And you are listening to the Best of the Sully Show on morelikeradio.com. Not that there's a best.
Let's get started, huh?
Wait, we haven't started yet?
You ready, Greg?
Yeah, I guess so.
Are you sure?
No, but it doesn't matter.
Do you want me to feed you lines?
You can try.
Okay.
Are we using my phone?
Yes, we're going to use your phone and put it on speakerphone.
Okay. Now, I need the number first.
All right, well, before you dial, for those who are just tuning in, Greg gave me this video not too long ago. And it's interesting, to say the least. And I'll show it for everybody real quick, just so we can, get it there and damn it, do that. There we go. So here's Flat D Innovations here.
Flat D Innovations, a 9-year-old personal care products manufacturer, introduces a new concept for flatulence odor control while you are in a bed or a chair. Here's a familiar scene, fluffing the covers to dissipate the smelly gas. It doesn't always work. How about if you had a half a sleeping bag to cover and enclose your lower body, and when you pass gas, it would contain and neutralize that odor? Don't worry about being embarrassed anymore while you are in the gas sack. It is actually breathable and comfortable, just like a sleeping bag. You will sleep more soundly knowing that your smelly gas will be contained within the bag. People wear...
Doesn't he sound like he's from Fargo? Maybe just a little bit. Is it just me?
Forget what he sounds like. I just can't get over that lady's hair. Like, that's who you picked for your commercial.
Tara just went, Dutch oven! Nice.
Wearing incontinence pads or adult diapers will be confident others won't be affected by their gas odor. The secret is in our activated charcoal.
I'm sorry. I have to do this. I have to. Because it's going to work very well. It's going to work very well with it.
We'll be confident others won't be affected by their gas odor. The secret is in our activated charcoal water that the gas sack is made of. It will actually neutralize the odor molecules from inside the bag. Find this and many other highly effective odor control products at our flatd.com website. Odor control products for those who care.
Come on, that worked great.
So I tried to call them, and it didn't work because I was just trying not to laugh the entire time.
Yeah, and I think that's what the problem was. You were trying not to laugh.
And then you guys were feeding me lines, and it was just so funny hearing the lines and then having to repeat them to the poor guy that was on the other line. Oh, so funny.
It was quite comical, I must say. Oh, man.
Oops. All right, so if you give me the number, I'll put it on speakerphone.
All right. Well, let's see. I'm pretty sure the number's on here. Yep, there it is. Oop.
Control products for those who care.
866.
It should be already in your phone.
Yep, you have a Facebook page. I forgot about that.
And a Twitter.
All right, it's on speaker.
All right. Greg, you're up, my man.
You gotta turn it up. Can you hear it?
I can't. We got the voicemail last time.
Flat D, may I help you?
Hi, I was calling to inquire about one of your products.
Oh, okay, sure, go ahead.
I actually saw it online. It's called the Gas Sack.
Yes.
Does that actually work, or is that just an infomercial to try and sell the product?
Actually works. It's a commercial or ad. You know, everybody says you have to have a YouTube video on your product, so that's what we did. But yep, a very successful product, works nicely.
Ask him how it works.
Okay, now one of my other questions is it machine washable? Because sometimes there could be a little slippage in the middle of the night, and I just want to make sure I can rinse it out.
Sure. It's probably best not to machine wash, but actually hand wash and dry it. So, yeah, that slippage that you have, clean it up, hand wash the area, then put it in the dryer to dry it out, and it's ready to go.
Well, that is just great news. Now, I'm not familiar with all your products, but by any chance, do you have a gas mask?
Yes, we do. Look at the website called MaskD.
So is that something that you can wear while you're sleeping, too, in case you have a less than pleasant burp in the middle of the night?
Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow, that was just a shot in the dark. I'm surprised you guys actually have that. Now, how much is that?
$17.95. $17.95. Yep, punch it up on the website there,
MaskD. Okay, does that work the same way as the gas sack?
Holy shit.
Well, basically, yes, they both use activated charcoal to absorb the odors.
Okay. I'm looking to get one for my grandfather, too. He's been having some issues lately.
Uh-huh.
Especially with family functions. Do you have a senior citizens discount?
Yep, we do. sure.
Okay.
So you'd like one gas sack and one mask. What credit card are you going to use?
Holy shit.
This was more of an informational thing. I haven't completely decided yet. I just wanted to get some more background information on before I made the purchase. I'm looking to talk to some other families members about it as well.
Ask them how many sizes.
Enter your order right there on the website, and that'll give you all the costs, shipping, and whatever you need, okay?
Okay. Is there any chance you guys have a group discount if I wanted to buy more than one, kind of like a bulk pricing?
Yes. Yep. Happy to do that.
Now, how much would I save with the bulk pricing?
10%.
So, well, 10% off my gas sack.
Correct.
Okay. That
off of several gas sacks. Yeah.
Okay. What is the minimum number of sacks I need to purchase?
Five.
Five sacks. Okay. All right. You've been incredibly helpful.
Wait. One more question.
Thanks for finding us. Tell your friends about us.
I will. Thank you very much.
One more question.
Hey, hold on. I give her major credit. She held up like a champ.
This nonsense right here.
She did great.
She held up like a champ. I thought she was going to hyperventilate and pass out, but she did good.
Hold on. Let me hold that.
I was going to say, this might make up for the next 20 minutes.
Wow.
I'm gonna send her a nice little plaque because she's a hero for that.
You were a trooper.
I literally almost lost it because of her. Because I look over and I just see her going. Ah!
That's why I saw you were like looking at the computer most of the time.
It didn't help because you had her on the screen, so you know the way I'm looking at her.
You can hear me, feel me giggling, and I'm trying to hold my breath, and I think I snorted once quietly.
Yeah, and the couch is like vibrating, and not in a good way. Oh, man. Oh, I wonder if they have a vibrating gas sack.
Oh, God. Call them up. Ask them.
Okay.
No.
Actually, you know what? No, you call them up again. Listen, I just called and say, I just needed to know, does it come in colors? Because my grandmother really likes the color purple.
I got it all. I'll try it again next week.
Right. Next week, we got to do like the giant microbes or something.
Get all scientific on it.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, I can't believe they have a one oh, for God. Burping.
Oh, I need to. All right. Either D or Matt, one of you needs to find a gas mask from Flat D Innovations. I cannot believe they actually have that.
Gas mask Flat D.
That's just ridiculous.
It's the same guy from the commercial, though, that takes
it
all
was.
The orders.
It was the same guy.
You know what? You're right. That voice sounded really similar.
It was the same guy.
It was the same guy. I could tell by the way he was like, gas sack.
Gas sack. We should have asked him, are you the guy from the commercial? He's probably sitting in his basement.
Let's see here. Okay, Flat D Innovations here. Nope, that's the wrong one. What is it? It's flatd.com, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Flatd.com, okay. And we're looking for the gas mask.
He said like a mask B or something like that.
Holy shit!
You swore!
Yes, I did. Because like, look at this. Look
Matt
at this.
Matt never swears.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Hang on. It gets better. Look at that. The gas mask.
What?
Oh my god.
All right, now I'm totally convinced this guy's selling this crap out of his basement.
He's gotta be.
Oh, he definitely is.
And that's his daughter.
Yeah.
There'd be nobody else crazy enough. Hey, put this mask on so I can take a photo of you.
So the lady with the purple hair is his wife.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What if? Hold it.
What if he's the dude in the beginning?
Yeah.
Of the,
what
the
if
movie?
He's the guy in the beginning?
Yeah, he might be.
What if he's the guy in the beginning?
I'll have to find that out next week.
I'm gonna find
or somebody.
Out.
Maybe
we need
somebody.
To call them at least once a week.
If that's a dude that's selling it, it's obviously a really small company, which means he's going to start to recognize my voice incredibly quickly.
Well, you did say that, you know, you were pricing this stuff.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just have to suck it up and buy a gas sack just to convince him.
I mean, listen.
A 9-year-old personal care products That's manufacturer mm-hmm. introduces a new concept.
Okay. I need to hold it. I need to do some stuff here. Because I know for a fact that is the same.
Oh,
guy.
No. I without even going back over it, I can tell you without equivocation that's the exact same dude.
All right. Let's see here. And you know what? I'll even go a step further here. And just use the voicemail from last week. Last week was what, the 11th?
Did we do it last week, or it was the week?
Oh yeah, yes.
We tried last week.
Oh yeah, they were closed or something.
Yeah.
My lettering.
Well, they weren't closed. The guy just wasn't home.
As many times have you seen that?
I think we should do a prank call every week.
Greg's like, damn it, I forgot about it.
1-866.
Yep.
354.
0056.
Yes, it should still be in your phone.
It is. There okay, you're on speakerphone, by the way.
Greg, it is up to you. And he did a hell of a job. We want the hard-hitting questions, too.
Yes, we do.
hard-hitting questions in a sec.
I can. And don't mention you're on the show at all.
No.
Customer service.
That our offices are closed.
Really? You're going to ring 20,000 times?
It might. You never know.
You've reached Brian from Celebrity Innovation. I'm currently away from my phone.
It's him.
If you'd like to leave a message, feel free to do so. And I'll get back
it's
to
just
you.
One dude that works.
It's the same dude.
It's the same guy.
It is.
Except for flatulence odor control while you are in a bed or a chair. Here's a familiar scene, fluffing the covers.
I'm telling you, that's got to be him.
That's him.
It doesn't always work. How about if you
looks like Ben Stiller.
Looks like the guy from the commercials with the eye drop.
Ben Stiller. No, sorry, Ben Stein.
Ben Stein.
Ben Stein, yeah.
Ben Stein. Ben Stiller.
Oh, God, it's the same freaking guy.
We need to go on, like, an infomercial hunt and find all these crazy infomercial products and just call them. Because we can't keep calling this guy every week. He's going to be on to us in a second.
Greg, you're awesome.
You okay with sharing that title, Matt?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
That's a great idea.
He can now refer to himself as Awesome Tex.
There you go.
Oh,
there
awesome.
You go. Awesome Tex. Be like, listen, yeah, the guy who does the show from Connecticut, he dubbed me Awesome Tex, so you got to call me Awesome Tex now.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fly too over with my coworkers.
Hey, they're already calling you Tex. Why not?
Of course, the guy that owns the company he stopped by the job today to talk to me about promoting me next week.
Sweet.
And he's like, Tex, huh? So you know they used to call me Tex. Caught me banging a cowgirl in the barn or something like that. He said. So yelling, yeehaw, ride 'em cowboy.
Yeehaw!
So you know they're calling me Tex. Good story, Joe. Thanks for the unnecessary information.
We need to find like bizarre infomercials.
Let's see here. Bizarre infomercials.
We should call the people at the Shticky and ask for Vince. No one else.
That could work. Let's see here. We need like a list of infomercial products. Cause that
I will work on it tomorrow.
Because that'll at least narrow things down. As seen on TV.
Yeah, but you wanna go smaller scale though. Like, people who actually will entertain your questions. Like, that dude is not, like, big time.
Yeah.
So true. He's willing to entertain your ridiculous questions.
True.
Like, you call a call center, they're going to be like, no.
Well, there's the Sticky Buddy.
Not necessarily. Every once in a while, you get that one person that just finds it funny.
That's true.
And they'll entertain your questions because it's hilarious.
I should call up, like, listen, I'm a talk show host, and... I really need to ask this question because we saw your infomercial the other day. Does it come in blue?
How about pink?
Pink? You want a pink gas mask? It's charcoal. You do realize that, right?
Yes.
We need, like, something so obscure that people would actually, like,
somewhat need it?
Yeah. Like, the gas sack, obviously, people need that left and right.
And yet he's probably sold, like, three.
Well, there's Miracle Socks.
Come on,
Miracle Socks.
I'm not doubting that. I'm pretty sure there's a miracle everything.
Oh, let's
except
see.
For a miracle testicle defender from bullets. I don't know.
Hey.
Yeah, there is actually. It's called Common Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you can't buy that for $14.95 plus shipping and handling.
Not yet.
Not even overnight it.
Yeah, right?
How about the Garrett Ace 350 metal detector?
What's hilarious about a metal detector, though?
I don't know, but we can make something hilarious.
Oh, I shot my genitals off of the gun and had a prosthetic replacement, and I can't seem to find it. I lost my detachable penis.
It was at the beach, and it's gone.
What about a Snuggie for dogs?
Oh, that one's funny. I can do that one.
Dreamy fleece?
Hmm.
Or the perfect pull-up heavy-duty performance series ab straps? Say that seven times fast.
See, now there you got a winner.
Yeah, that one's funny.
Only $49.95. I wonder if there's a commercial for it. Because if there's a commercial for it, oh yes. I'll do it next week. That's a long title.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And then we can spend a week just thinking up questions.
Now go ahead, put your arms in those. Now, pull your knees up to your chest.
Guess what I found?
The commercial.
Totally awkward audio.
Perfectpullup.com.
By doing that, you've just engaged all four sets of your abdominals. And the beauty of the perfect pull-up ab straps is it's not putting any strain on your back or your neck. You can't get this kind of exercise doing it on the floor. Turn your hips to the left. Now you're going to start working your love handles, internal, external obliques. This is how the pros get their abs ripped. And this is why people love the perfect pull-up ab straps.
I can make that for less than $50. I'm
yeah.
Saying I could make it for less than $50.
Mm.
Perfect. What was it? Perfect abs.com.
Perfect pull-up.com.
Perfect pull-up workout. Perfect. Yeah.
Perfect pull-up.com. How about that? Is that it?
From the makers of the perfect push-up.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Mitch from Dutch and Royce, and you're listening to the Best of the Sully Show. I'm sorry.
This next segment kind of dragged on for a little bit, but we do jump around from one infomercial to another. But before we do that, Dee and Greg have this a little obsession of playing pranks on each other. And Dee likes to actually, make videos, post them up on YouTube and Facebook about locking Greg out of his truck. So with this one, this is where we start with that. And then, of course, we go on with killing bits to death. That's right. What radio show doesn't do that? We do all the time. It's fun. Take a listen.
Before we go any further, I do have another video to show.
Okay, this scares me.
It should.
Can I see this?
Can't be me, because as far as I know, nobody's taking any video of me.
Nope.
Okay.
Just watch.
It's going to be hilarious. Door's locked.
Aw. Are you freaking kidding me?
Oh, yes.
I'm done with this show.
Do a dance. Do a dance. I'll stay here.
God, I say, oh crap, because my
first
dying.
Greg's like, nope.
First, Greg, I gotta ask you this. Did you know that she took this video?
Yes, I did.
Oh, and okay, he did know.
Completely forgot and did not think for a second she'd send it to you.
Because when I sent it to him, he's like, does Greg know you took it? I was like, I'm not sure, but I'm not gonna ask. And then I started laughing. And you're like, what did you do? I'm like, nothing. That's what I did.
Fantastic.
Okay, Greg, remember one thing. You sent Sully, you posted on YouTube the spaceships video.
But that was completely different.
This is called Sweet Revenge.
Yeah.
Is what this is called.
Yeah, Greg, I got you back all the way, man, but he's got a point. He does have a point. Plus, you help us make her snort all the time.
That you do.
And this is how you guys thank me.
Yes.
No, that's this cool. Is how Sully thanks you.
You know?
I had nothing to do with it.
I went, I don't have anything for the show. I'm going to have to do something.
Yeah. You're welcome.
So,
welcome.
Thank you. So let's go on here.
Oh.
By the way, this is an hour and 30-minute clip, so
yeah.
This is going to be one huge-ass Tosh.0 video breakdown.
Do a dance. Do a dance. Do a dance.
My question is, where were you guys?
We were at Stop and Shop parking lot. And we went to Stop and Shop, and then he went to the package store. So I grabbed all the groceries and brought it into the truck. I had the keys on me. And that's where the video came in.
So, Greg, exactly what were you saying while she was doing this?
Yeah.
I could see you saying
he
something.
Was being stubborn. He was like, nope, nope, nope.
Do any dance.
I'm just going to stand here with a goopy look on
I don't want to do a dance. Dance. You're not going to make me do a dance. No.
Do a dance.
I don't want to.
Do a dance.
And in the back of his mind, he's sitting there going, damn it, I know I'm not going to get in the car until I do a freaking dance.
Dance.
And there it is. 30 minutes in, and she snorts.
Love it when she makes herself snort.
Yeah. It happens a lot more than you think.
Now, is that the Stewie or the drunken Brian?
Both.
Look at her. Her whole face just turned red and everything. It's great.
Oh, she's gone.
Wait, JT, quick, say something. Oh, it's on her, believe me.
Ma'am. Ma'am. Ma'am.
JT, don't start this.
Mommy. 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 Lois. 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 Mommy. 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 Hi.
Thank you for taking the attention off of me.
No. JT, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right.
Uh-oh.
Go for it.
I'm in so much trouble.
And Lewis. Go.
Lewis. 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 Mom. Mom.
Let's get the end time snorts.
Mom. Mommy. 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 Mama. Mama. Mama.
Oh,
Ma. Ma.
Rock Matt, right now she's not saying much,
Ma.
But snort.
Mom. 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 Mommy. Mommy.
She's
Come
holding
on, one
her
more,
nose.
Daniel, for Mama. Prosperity's sake.
Mama.
What? Hi.
Only on this show can you get a woman to snort worse than a pig.
In flannel pants.
Yeah. Who would have thought?
I want to say hi to Rockman, who's in the chat room.
Yay, Rock's in the chat room.
He
hi,
has joined
Rock.
Us. Nice to have you with us, Rock.
Oh, so he said, so what did the Alabama Princess say about me on here? I was saying that you were watching the show, but you weren't in the chat room.
Yeah, yeah. What's
and
up
you
with
got
that?
Yelled at by Sully.
What's
Do
up with that?
Dance.
Oh, no, I'm not doing the touchdown dance. Matt has a video of me doing the touchdown dance, though.
Yes, it's actually on the page.
Yeah, yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. For everyone to see.
When the spaceships are coming to get her.
Oh, no. I was in rare form that night.
Apparently,
you were in rare something.
You thought there were aliens that were coming to get you from a phone.
Hey, these days you never know.
Yeah.
Explain that one.
It's a new app.
It's a new app.
There's an app for it.
There's an app for it.
There's an app for that. There's an app for that. There's an app for that.
Marco says that Greg needs to do the dance.
I just did the dance for everybody to see.
Yeah.
He already did.
I'm just glad she didn't tell me to do like a specific dance.
You still haven't answered the question, though. Was that the Stewie dance or was that the drunken Brian?
That was, I want to get in the truck, so I'm going to do whatever I have to dance.
That was the hurry up and lock the door so I can punch you in the face dance.
It almost looked like the peanut butter jelly dance.
Well, you know, it's funny because I think it was actually the second this dance is done, you're going to make me a freaking sandwich dance.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm not snorting. I'm not snorting for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Challenge accepted.
Okay, live.
Right. The day you the day you don't snort the rest of this show is the day hell freezes over. Now, that's not me saying that I don't have faith in you. I'm sure if you try it, you could.
No, she can't.
Well, that's the thing. We're going to, you know, she you can know, have like a 10-minute streak.
Somebody's going to say something that's going to make her go, oh, my God.
or do something. Like, let's see. What can I do? Ooh, I know what I can do. Hold on. Hold on. I got it. I've got it. Sorry, Greg. I'm going to have to use your video again, though.
You're not sorry.
I do it because I love you, man. I do. You bring a lot to the show.
Oh, it's nice to be recognized. I don't like where this is going.
I dance.
That's awesome.
He's in rhythm too.
Do a dance.
I want a clip of this part of the show.
I'm sorry, I couldn't.
I'll have to do a longer dance next time.
That's awesome.
I can loop it, you know.
Oh crap.
Greg, you have nothing to worry about. He'll never get to it.
Yeah.
Yo, that is a valid point.
Well, now wait a minute. It is on the Mac.
No, I have to give Matt credit. I did send that video to him a few hours ago, and it was up on the show, so he did good.
I tried. I did try. Doesn't mean I'm always right, but I still tried. Sorry, Greg. I had to.
You know what, Sully? Quit lying. You are not sorry.
No, I really am, because Greg does really help us out.
I know.
A lot.
I try.
He really does. So
he's a trooper. He can handle it.
I'm a big boy. I mean, big boy poopies.
Why don't go down the hole?
I wipe my own ass. Prove
it.
Oh, man. I have.
Oh, let me see. I didn't see the view today, JT.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you gotta show Danielle the view.
And then when I moved to Alabama, you can see my view.
That sounded so
good. Okay,
can I take
yard.
That back a little bit?
And Greg, even with you saying of the yard, that, just
of
saying.
The back porch.
Hey, look, it's the swing set. It's the swing set.
Pretty.
But with no swings, right, JT?
I make no promises.
The swing is still there, but it's just the swing.
Just one. Not the swing.
It's hanging off. That sounds wrong, too.
It's a hanging Chad. Yeah.
How many comments can we make about this? Go.
Oh, don't even get us started. We'll do it the whole rest of the show this way.
Your backyard is so
now,
great.
Wait a minute. Now, Danielle, before you repeat that statement, think of one thing. The day I told Sully about the sticky commercial, the man is still going on about that.
And I'm sure Dee will be snorting every episode, and I'm sure I'll be dancing every episode from here on out too.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure.
So I was like, maybe.
No, really, I'm pretty sure.
See, that's why I do everything that I possibly can to stop embarrassing videos of me.
You're
going to
clean your home in a quickie when you use your sticky. Now.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Just what like, are we talking about? My ADD is all over the place today.
Great ADD story.
Oh, no, don't tell it.
Danielle was talking to me about something the other day. Pussy? We were out somewhere, and it was just stupid, and I promised her that I can get her to forget it. So I just took out my keys and jingled them, and she got confused and Couldn't remember what we were talking about.
I was like, why are you jingling the keys? He's like, because you had to forget about that. I was like, forget about what? And he's like, see? I was like, oh, shit, that worked.
I was amazed. It actually worked. Hey, and Daniel, that is going to be the best tool in my arsenal from now on.
Ooh, shiny objects that go tinkle, tinkle.
That or glitter. Forget about it.
Problem with that shedding pussy?
You're listening to The Sully Show here on More Like Radio. Keep it tuned in. We'll be right back. I promise. Maybe. I promise, I promise, I promise. Well, I'll be back. JT, I don't know. I don't know. We'll be right back.
It's time for a piss break. Come on back. It's The Sully Show. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh. The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, how... You know, because do you ever, like, do, like, with...
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part, all these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just $11.
Dude, looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's Tee Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you gotta do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio,
Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelightradio.com.
Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty, Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. on morelikeradio.com. You know Mary Magdalene was a whore.
Right.
Well, we had to do the whole, for Easter time, we did a play on, you know, the stages of the cross and all that shit. I was Mary Magdalene.
Nice.
Oh my God.
Paul, you must have had your hand up for a month waiting to play that part.
Does that just freaking make the most sense in the world for me now? Tune into Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. on morelikeradio.com.
This is Dark Fox from Marco Radio. You know, live Wednesday nights, 11 to 1 a.m. Eastern, that is. And you're listening to the Best of the Sully Show. I don't know why, but you are.
A company. Welcome back to the Sully Show here on More Like Radio. This next segment, well, this was interesting because this actually had to deal with myself going down to Williamsburg for vacation last year, and the local transportation was not the greatest. It was so bad that the New Yorker in me actually came out, and you'll hear exactly what happened. Plus, you'll also hear about some of the roller coasters that we went on at Busch Gardens, as well as possibly some audio of my fiancé, who hates being recorded at all costs. So, keep it locked in. Check it out. You're going to love it. So, there we go. Now, as you all know, we didn't do the show last week. I went on vacation, and it was awesome.
How was it?
It was very relaxing. Went to Busch Gardens, went to Williamsburg. First of all, it's been almost 20 years since I've been there, and nothing's the same. Busch Gardens.
Did you expect it to be?
At least a little bit. You know, like, you go to Disney, at least Disney has the same layout. Busch Gardens, not so much.
Okay, but that's a good thing in one respect, because the biggest problem I ever had with Busch Gardens was, before they ever redid anything, it basically was shaped like a giant question mark.
Yes.
You could walk up and around the big circle, and you could see the path that you walked in on, but you were 30 feet away from it and could not get to it no matter which way in hell you tried.
That
so you
is
had to
true.
Walk all the way back through
it
the other side of the park.
Strategically that way.
But they finally, as I understand it, they finally just cut that path open so people can get the hell out of the park.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Welcome to Walmart, get your shit and get out.
Pretty much.
Now, where we were staying, we had transportation from where we were staying to all the parks. If anyone ever goes to Williamsburg without their car, do not take the transportation.
That bad?
That's why you got a moped.
Horrible. Horrible.
And how bad was it?
Well,
it was so bad.
I will tell you. Monday we went to Busch Gardens. We were there the whole day. I mean, it was, you know, it rained a little bit, but nothing to hinder us at all.
Yeah,
it was like a drizzle.
You're in a theme park on Monday. You got the best day to go there.
Exactly.
It really is.
There's hardly any people there. The wait in the lines were maybe 10 minutes tops.
Which is exactly what you want.
Right. Except for the Griffin, which I'll show you guys that if you haven't.
Yeah, even if the line backs up 15, 20 on that, it's not that bad.
Yeah, because you fit 30 people on the ride.
Bingo.
Did you go on a cool roller coaster?
I'll show you.
I
do have video.
You did say the words Busch Gardens, so there, if you can't say cool roller coaster in the same sentence, I don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
Your better half said that the taxi was nice.
Right. Pretty much. Well, while we were there, you know, we went to all the shows. We did all the rides. It was a great day. There really weren't a lot of people there, so we weren't dealing with pain in the ass
tourists like we were. and I mean that in a good way. You got your tourists that just go there. They go and do what they need to do. They don't make any, you know, problems with anybody, you know, stuff like that. And then you got the people that just whine. Why is the line so long? We should have gotten here earlier. Next time, let's get the fast pass. Quit your bitching and just get in line, okay? That's just me and my opinion. Well, at the end of the night, we were taking the bus back to where we had to get the bus to bring us back to where we were staying. We get on the bus. The bus brings us to the Williamsburg Visitor Center, which is where we had to get on another bus that brings us back to where we were staying at the campgrounds.
Right.
The bus that we were supposed to get on left as we pulled up.
From the Visitor Center?
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, it gets better. The bus that we were already on was going back to where we had to get the bus to go back to where we were staying.
Right.
Makes sense, right?
Right.
He doesn't pull into the Williamsburg Transportation Center. He pulls into a hotel and says, anybody who needs to get to the Transportation Center needs to get off and walk around the bushes here.
Never a good thing.
Oh. You guys know me very well, right?
I was I wish I could have seen your face.
The only person who doesn't like to walk more than you has got to be me.
But I don't mind walking.
I do.
I don't mind it at all.
As long as it's actually leading you somewhere.
Well, here was the problem. The Williamsburg Transportation Center, where we needed to get the bus, was around the bushes. Around the block, but it was around the bushes. Oh. The New Yorker came out.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
You guys know I don't swear in front of Christy a lot, but man, let me tell you, oh, the F word was coming out of my mouth every frickin' word. I was exploding from not just my eyes, but my ears. Because when we finished walking around the block, we get to the transportation center. Guess what just pulled out of the transportation center? The last bus to bring us to the campgrounds. Oh, I was fuming.
I have one question.
I have an answer for your one question.
Was the vein in the center of your forehead popping out?
The best person to answer that would be Christy.
I was just going to say, what was Christy's reaction to your reaction?
And say, yeah, it was.
I bet it was, too. But see, the question that comes after that is, how far was it sticking out?
Enough to poke people like a unicorn?
Wow.
I'm on for next week. All right, here we go.
That was a power snort there, too.
Her face is so red.
All right, so my magic word next week is unicorn.
Unicorn.
Holy crap, her face is almost as red as her shirt.
Look at that.
Go Bama.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I totally turned crimson.
Is that what you call it? I call it scarlet. Holy shit. Wow.
Holy crap, man.
Christy just put in the
chat. She looked like Jose Jalapeno's female cousin.
Red Hot Chili Pepper. That was the first thing that popped in my head.
It works.
Hey, it's better than Simply Red, okay?
Great. Christy just put, hey now, the taxi was nice. Yes, the good thing was there were two taxis in the transportation center, one that broke down and another one came by and they actually got it all working. I think it was just the battery that died. So the taxi cab brought us back, which was great. However, there was about 15 of us. 5 to 6 of us that needed to go to one campground and the rest had to go to another hotel. And it just so happens that last bus went to that hotel and then our campground.
It followed that same loop.
Right.
Yeah.
It's that one loop. But 9 o'clock was the last one.
So how far is it a walk from where you guys were dropped off all the way to your campsite?
If we walked from the Williamsburg Transportation Center to our campsite, it would take about a half hour. Ooh. By car, 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Oh, understandable.
That's a nice
my,
walk,
my
though.
My question is this, though.
Not in the middle of the night.
No, that's right, yeah.
My question is this, though. Why did the driver of the first bus stop at the hotel?
That's what I want
to
know.
Instead of going to the transportation center like he was probably supposed to anyway.
That's what I wanted to know. Christy goes, well, it's safe to say the people near us were a bit scared of him.
I can imagine.
And you know what? They probably were, because I was pissed.
With good reason. With more than good reason.
This is why I would have wanted to be there, only because I would have been the only human being laughing my head off.
You would have been laughing your head.
People would be like cowering in fear of you, and I would be falling on the ground in a fetal position laughing.
Me and Eric would have been hiding somewhere in the bushes laughing our asses off at.
Look at that dumbass. We told the bus to leave before he got here. Hey, look at the unicorn horn. We told the cab driver to charge him an extra 20.
Kneel before Zod.
I ain't kneeling before nobody.
Sorry, I couldn't resist that one. Well, so that was probably the only bad thing that actually happened while we were, you know.
How was the weather though the entire time we were down there?
It was beautiful. I mean, yeah, you guys had what? Roughly about 100 degree weather.
It was 100 degree weather. Sweltering.
We were at about 90 to 95, but with the humidity, it felt like it was 100.
Oh, we were pushing. We had.
We were pushing
Wednesday.
110, I think.
It was like pushing 107 with 92% humidity.
Damn, glad I was down south.
It was sweltering. And I was up in an attic that day, working. That sucked.
Now, this is what I love about Christy. She's in the chat room going, well, I was giggling a little bit.
She was. She was also trying to tell me, Matthew, stop.
She's so funny.
Matthew, the F word. I don't I was flipping out. It was, you know, every now and then a New Yorker's just got to let off the steam. You just gotta let it all come out.
You're supposed to do it in a controlled environment.
Oh, no.
With a controlled release.
New Yorkers don't care. We don't care who's around. We just do it.
New Yorkers don't have control.
Well, you know what? Most of my control, I have to because I'm around Christy. So I've learned a lot of control. However, all it takes is one stupid thing, and believe me, that guy was a freaking moron, and it just flipped. The switch just went up and all hell broke loose.
The switch didn't go anywhere. The circuit box blew and the gates fell open.
Steam is blowing out his ears, his eyes.
It was 3 Mile Island times 10.
Oh yeah, it was pretty bad. And
it was some terrible stuff, man. There was shit everywhere.
So
I was sitting there going, oh my God.
It got dark.
What the hell was that?
It was all hell breaking loose. It really was. It was that bad.
It was a horrible sight, man. There was unicorn horns everywhere.
And, you know, I do feel bad. Wow.
See, unicorn is the magic
unicorn.
Word.
Unicorn. That's the one. Unicorn.
Take
she's
unicorn
on her way out.
All right. Combine it with
we
peanut.
Need a
we
need a backup mythological gone. Animal in case unicorn doesn't work next week.
Cyclops.
You know
Minotaur.
It's something new every Minotaur. Week this week. It's the unicorn.
Does Megator have a unicorn horn?
Roar even.
He does now.
I think it's just the way Eric said it when he first said it was just hilarious.
You mean like
a unicorn.
He can't even keep a straight face.
Oh, say it. Say that whole sentence all over again.
Poking people like a unicorn horn. It works.
Lewis.
It's all good.
Lewis. 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 Lewis.
Babe, where's my stuffed animal?
Oh, no.
She needs a muffler.
Mommy.
Like a stuffed animal's gonna help.
Mama. Yeah. Mama.
I'll hide your face so they can still hear you.
Ma. Ma! Ma!
Maybe they the neighbors.
Mom, help me!
Mom!
Help you what?
Mom!
You plug your nose?
Mommy!
Give her a couple of corks.
That would be interesting.
Mama.
Give her a couple of unicorn horns. She'll be all right.
Hi.
Don't do that. You're going to blow your head up.
She plugs your nose.
Hey, you guys!
If she plugs your nose, where's it going to go? It's not going to go into her lungs. It's going to go up into her brain cavity.
That's probably.
Well, then plug it with smart food.
Wow.
Oh, God. You know, and the funny thing is, Danielle, when you cover your face like that, you think you're quieting yourself down. You're actually amplifying the sound.
I'm trying to cover my laughing and how red my face gets.
Why? We've seen it so many times.
I was going to say, you could invest in a 30-cent, you know, like, fix. You'd call it a paper bag, but...
Yeah, well, that's true. And
you can get a 30-cent fix down in the corner over there.
Wow. Gotta love it. Well, that was the only bad thing that really happened. So it really, it wasn't bad, but it just, that switch just, that was the end of it.
This is why whenever you go down south, you rent mopeds. I've pulled through a four-way stop on a moped last, and they all let me go.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like the greatest thing ever.
But the good thing.
You said that, you know what the first thing that popped in my head was? I could see Sully pulling up to a stop sign on a moped. He'd be looking like Mikey from Orange County Choppers.
Handlebars that come out to here. Then I have to stretch my arms, be like, come on, let's go.
Big old rainbow
and
colored
pipes
wig
go
on.
All the way back around.
But the good thing was the Griffin.
The Griffin.
I'm so excited about this.
Actually,
Megatar Griffin
X-Fire? Oh, no. Before I get into the Griffin, though, because I do have video to show, Busch Gardens has a new ride called Verbolten. It just opened this spring, and it was really cool. It's kind of like Space Mountain. So if you've ever been to Disney World and you've been on Space Mountain, most of it's in the dark. But it's where the Big Bad Wolf used to be in Busch Gardens. Now, here's the cool part. You know when you get to an incline on a roller coaster, it usually goes up slowly?
Ooh.
Oh, no. Bam, 60. They shoot you up this hill.
It's kind of like when I rode the Incredible Hulk down at Universal Studios.
Very similar to the Incredible Hulk. Very similar.
Except the only difference is you probably didn't hear, Dr. Banner, we have a problem.
Boom! No, you didn't hear that. But the cool thing is...
I'll go again.
Go ahead.
Dr. Banner, we have a problem.
Yeah, I'm hulking out.
Right.
Wow. After they shoot you, okay, you're going pretty fast, but you're in the dark, okay, and it finally stops, and when it stops, all these lights are like lighting up around you, like red eyes in a forest type of thing, and then the entire train drops, not just one car, all of it drops straight down, and it shoots you out of the forest again.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh. It was awesome. It really was. I've been trying to find video of it, but I haven't been able to, which kind of sucks. But
I would think that through their website.
Have you been on the Kingdom Ka in New Jersey Six Flags?
I have. Yes.
Have you really, Eric?
Yes,
hey,
I have.
We're bonding.
And welcome to the awkward stage.
And
go.
And
that
go.
Ride was so... I actually went there the first day it opened, and they had... You know how it's in the back of Six Flags? Mm-hmm. They had a DJ set up. We waited in line for 5 hours. But what they did was you had to take a ticket, and they actually opened up a field in the back, and they had, you know, like water stands, beer stands, food stands. And then they would just call your number, 1 through 45, you know, come on the track.
Oh, they did it that way.
So they made it.
That way you weren't waiting in line because it was 90 degrees outside. It was hot. There were people passing out. They had a DJ in the back. They had people passing out fireworks and drinks.
Squirrel!
Yeah.
My major motivation for getting on that ride was the day I went there. It was like the middle of July. It was like 100 degrees out. I was like, I need to go faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I kissed God when I hit the top.
See, now that's a great coaster.
You did what?
I was close enough, damn it.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, what up?
How you doing?
How you doing?
See you later.
It's like one of those things that, like, I wish I was hanging up there for like another half a second so I could have like clicked the camera, because like literally by the time you realize you're up there, you're already back down.
Yeah, this you know, I mean, I'm one of those weird people I've never really been a roller coaster fan. I can't explain it. I've just never really been a roller coaster fan.
Love roller coasters. Roller coasters are fantastic.
The thing that kills me is, you know, standing in line for 5 hours for a, minute and a half ride.
Yeah, that's a little much.
I will admit, that's though, and the time I went, I thought it was going to be that bad because King Dekka had been open for maybe 3-4 months at that point. So I was figuring it was going to be that bad. The beauty thing they do about that ride, though, is they run 4 trains at once.
Yeah.
So they can move people like it's nobody's business. They are just pumping people on that ride.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a long line. I waited maybe 40 minutes, 45 minutes. It wasn't bad at all. But I'll tell you what, when you go 0 to 128 in less than 4 seconds, that is all the exhilaration and worthiness that it needs to be for waiting that long. It is ungodly how awesome that roller coaster is.
He's like drooling.
I love it.
I'm probably going to try to go back down this year.
He's drooling. Somebody get him the drool bucket.
Yeah. Well, I
need
decided
to make some more glue.
That the Griffin needed a video. Now, if you've never been to Busch Gardens, the Griffin has 2 90-degree drops. Check this out.
Hi, we're at Busch Gardens in Virginia.
Wow, that video's good.
That's a 90-degree drop right up there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, look crazy at that. I'm not doing it again. Matt's going for a second time.
Now, I went on a second time.
They get you up there, and then they make you wait. And you get to look down for like 5 minutes.
All right. See the car right there? Mm-hmm. You can't really miss it. They actually hold you there.
That's awesome.
A couple of seconds, not too long.
Christy's like,
and then they drop you. They loop you, and then you do another 90-degree drop.
Oh, my God.
And then swoosh. Not only do they loop you a second time, but you get to go over some water, too.
That's always fun.
Yeah, this is really cool. Look at those waves.
They always set up those cool things to make it look like your car shoot water. It's
yep.
Awesome. I love that.
Now, I, for one, loved that ride.
Oh, that looks like so much fun.
I went on it twice in a row, and then before we left, I had to go on in the front. This last segment is back from April of this year, actually, when we've been on More Like Radio. And the topic of discussion was JT had seen Zero Dark Thirty. And we go on a very big debate on whether the new Star Trek movie from a few years ago is a prequel or an actual sequel. And I personally know that JT was doing that just to ruffle my feathers, but he's also set in his ways and doesn't believe that the new movies are prequels, when in fact they're not. They're actually sequels, and then a new timeline.
So yeah, we're just going to go with that. You'll hear everything going back and forth. And of course, we'll also do the Dumbass of the Week for that same day as well. I believe it was April 28th. So keep it locked in. You're going to enjoy it. We'll catch you later.
You know what? I watched Zero Dark Thirty.
We stood in Pakistan. Go figure.
I watched.
Oh, but he's not there.
He's not there. If I was president, I'd be like, yeah, you got like 2 weeks to clear out because I'm about to just clean house. You claim this guy wasn't there and he was there in a huge-ass mansion. How many mansions can there be in Pakistan? How many mansions? Two? One?
Well.
Like, seriously, it's not like he's hiding out in Beverly Hills. Well. He's hiding out in a mansion that's completely obvious in a country that has no running water.
Well, yeah.
Well, it wasn't a mansion. It was just a really big house.
It was a compound. It was a compound.
Hey, in Pakistan, that thing's a mansion.
I actually watched Zero Dark Thirty last night.
See, I want to see that. Is that good?
Good movie. Very good movie. I mean, it gives you a lot of insight into everything that went on as they were trying to find him and all this other stuff. And they actually, they relive some of the scenes like the double-decker bus bombing in London.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They have that in there. They have several of the terrorist events that went along through time during that timeline as they lead up to the capture and killing of bin Laden and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, it's really cool because they, and I know that the movie caused a lot of controversy and there were some SEALs that got in trouble.
It happens.
Because they consulted on the movie and all this other stuff. And we talked about that too. Yeah. But finally being able to sit down and watch the movie. I really enjoyed it, you know. A lot of information. There's no doubt about that. And I never realized that 6 CIA agents were killed by a bomber in Afghanistan during, actually, it was probably a couple of years before they actually got to bin Laden.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
and it was inside a CIA or inside a military compound when it happened.
Well, I mean, do you really think they would actually say, oh, yeah, CIA agents died? I mean, technically, they don't have names, especially if they're spies.
They're just federal agents.
It's just a star on the wall.
American federal agents or whatever American.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in Afghanistan a couple of times and being over there, you work with a lot of people and you get to realize, like, you know, those guys over there aren't working, you know, in the grounds that we have to work in. They have, you know, you have Delta guys, you have guys, the guys with the beards, you could tell. They're CIA, they're FBI, they're Delta Special Forces, and you could tell they have a different parameter of what they operate in.
Right.
And they're there for years. They're not there for 6 months. Those guys are, like, basically going in there for 3-year tours at least because they have to go in and be part of that culture and everything else like that.
Yeah. It's like they have to become a completely new person.
Yep.
Yeah. And there's one scene, Adam, I don't want to ruin the movie for you, but there was one scene in there, and it probably about 3/4 of the way through the movie, and they've got this team of people that, and they're all in an office, and the head guy comes in, and he's like, look, y'all think there's another team or group of people that's out there working on this? There's not. It's us, and we're failing. Do your freaking jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and all the people sitting around these tables are just, they couldn't say anything, you know, and the lady that's the main character in the movie, you know, I mean, her life for 12 years was nothing but bin Laden.
Yep.
And finding him. And at the end of the movie, you know, they show her, she gets on a plane, a big old military cargo plane by herself. And the guy that came back and talked to her, he's like, you must be really important because you're the only person on the manifest. And this is like a C-135. Yeah. Adam, you know, these things are huge. You know, she's there by herself and he looks at her and he goes,
what did you do?
So where do you want to go?
Yeah.
Where do you want to go?
To Disneyland. I just caught
Bin Laden. That was the question. He's just like, where do you want to go? I mean, it's like she had the plane to herself, and they would take her anywhere she wanted to go.
And you know? Thanks for the spoiler alert.
It happened.
Well, we know that. You know, and the moral of the story is never
this
send a
just
man
gives
to
you, this gives
job.
You detailed insight into everything that led up to. I mean, we know ultimately what happened, so there's not really a spoiler alert.
True. Wow. Now, another good movie.
But it's a really good movie. I mean, Adam, I think you would enjoy it.
Yeah.
I really do. Sully, you might too. I know.
Oh, I know. I will.
With the military background stuff, it's definitely one that, you know, if you had any interest at all in Bin Laden or the military aspect of things, definitely watch it.
I agree. Another good movie, Olympus Has Fallen. Oh my God.
I want to.
Oh my God. It is phenomenal.
I haven't seen
that. That's on my list. I saw Oblivion too.
How was that?
You know, it was really good. Here's the thing. Like, Tom Cruise, for me, for so many years, I like couldn't watch him after he went crazy. Like, I just kept seeing crazy Tom Cruise.
Like, yeah, you're like,
I would try.
I love her.
And that's the thing. I keep seeing, like,
And yet
like,
they're crazy. Divorced.
After he pulled his Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, he pulled his, like, for me, I love Top Gun. I love everything he did up to that point. And then it was like, but
Cocktail was an awesome movie.
Yeah, he has so many classics, but I saw the movie and it was great. It had Morgan Freeman in it, so, I mean, that's great, too. But it went a little longer than it could have. Like, I think they dragged it out
a
little bit
right
too much.
There.
But the special effects and,
were
like, the concept
phenomenal.
Were great. Like, it was an awesome idea, and I thought – I recommend it. I mean, I don't think it's – you'll get – look at it and be like, eh. But I think it's a little long. You could have thinned it down maybe 15 minutes or so.
Yeah. I'm telling you, if you want a good action movie, though, Olympus Has Fallen. Gerard Butler is just freaking phenomenal in this. He really is.
Yeah.
And yeah, from start to finish, you're pretty much on the edge of your seat. Like, what's going to happen next? And let me tell you, oh, the violence is great. It really is. I mean, it was very well done. And you know, even Christy said afterwards, she goes, you know, we keep making these movies like this. Sooner or later, somebody's going to try this shit. I'm like, yeah, that's never going to happen. We're prepared for that.
Yeah, and it's not like they aren't already trying it somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. But, I mean, you look at over D.C., it's a no-fly area over anywhere near the White House and Congress.
Well, that'll always be that
That'll
way.
Always be.
They ever since 9-11, it's always
been
that
way. When 9-11 happened, I remember we had guys from – I was used to be air defense, so they had missiles.
Mm-hmm.
And we had people that I knew had gone to D.C., were sling-loaded onto – all these buildings around D.C. with these aircraft, and their one thing was shoot anything that flies. I don't care what it is, like American or not. They were given strict parameters for, like, between these hours, you see an airplane, shoot it down.
Mm-hmm.
And right after 9-11 and after the weeks after that and months after that. And that's crazy, the fact
that
shoot down a plane even though it's an American plane and they're telling you shoot anything. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Word.
Yeah, at that point in time, you know, I watched a couple of the films that they made about that, you know, and they're talking about, you know, we don't know what's friendly and what's not. And once they got the grounding, you know, they got everybody grounded, then you knew if it was in the air.
Yeah,
it was bad.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta love it.
It was a bad guy. Blow it the hell up. You know?
New
movie. Another good movie that I saw. Family movie. Watched Hotel Transylvania this weekend.
Oh,
was it good?
Loved it.
Yeah,
loved it.
That was Adam Sandler.
Yeah, yeah, he did one of the voices. It was a fun movie. I actually watched it twice because
it's on the list of movies.
My better half fell asleep in it when we watched it the first time. So.
Yeah, Christy does it.
What movies are you excited about? Like to see that's coming out?
Iron Man. Hello.
Yeah,
I heard somebody ruined it for me. I actually have, I'm going on May 1st. I got an advanced thing I'm going to, but somebody told me that the Mandarin apparently is not the Mandarin. He's got like a virus and he becomes something different, and that a lot of the stuff you think in this movie is whatever is not going to be what you think.
So they're basically screwing you up.
Basically, they're pulling a Michael Bay.
No. Hold it.
Anytime you change
it.
The main character's origin, it's Michael Bay in it.
No.
Sorry, man.
You have to remember.
The comics, man, you know.
You have to remember one thing, okay? Marvel has many different universes. Many different universes, okay? Nick Fury, in the original Marvel universe, is not black.
He's white.
In the Ultimate universe, he's black. In the cinematic universe, he's black. You got to remember, they're doing two totally different universes here. You got the comics, you got the Ultimates, and you got the cinematic. They even said the basic storyline is there. They're just changing things for the screen. You have to, okay? That's number one. So I can't wait for Iron Man.
Thor comes out later this year. That's going to be freaking awesome.
I'm hoping.
But right after Iron Man.
I saw previews the other day for the new Star Trek.
Exactly. That is going to be freaking phenomenal. And I mean phenomenal. That this one is going to blow the first one away. It's going to. And that was great. Absolutely.
Well, the only issue I have with it.
Uh-huh.
Is they're doing a Star Wars on it.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. No, they're because not. With Star Wars, with Star Wars, you put out the first three, and then you put out the next three, which were the ones that led up to the first three. And they're doing the same thing with Star Trek.
No, they're not.
How do you figure?
It's a completely different timeline.
It's the beginning of what led up to...
No! No, 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 no.
Well, that's the way I interpret it.
Okay.
Because in the original movies that they put out, you had the old people.
I need a notepad.
In the new movies that they're putting out, you have the same old people, but really young.
There's a notebook there, blue or black one, doesn't matter. I'm sure there's empty pages in them because they hardly used them. Actually, this one I used a lot. Look at that. Oh, this is my organized crime book. Nice. All right. All right. Geek time. We're going into geek mode, people.
There we go. Fair.
Sorry,
and
guys.
I'll see you
geek
guys
mode.
Next week.
Geek mode. Geek mode. Star Trek. Timeline A.
Is this like a question like on a... You're
gonna
say
I feel like I'm in school.
Yeah,
you're gonna
leaving on train A.
You're gonna end up that way. Now I don't know if you can see it, but you okay. know, let me.
Can't you just explain this without maps?
No, I'm gonna need the map because nobody.
It's getting too
complicated. Every time somebody says, "Oh no, they're doing a Star Wars thing," no, they're not. This is what they're doing. Okay, timeline A had William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy. You know, the original series and Next Generation. That's timeline A for Star Trek, for those on Ustream, okay? It's one nice line. Now, at the end of it, there's this nice little star that I put there just for the hell of it, okay? That little star is Spock going back in time through the black hole, okay? Going back in time through the black hole all the way back to the day of Kirk's birth in timeline A, okay? Now... In the new movie, Kirk is originally born in Iowa. He's registered in Iowa, but in this movie, he was born in space because the Romulans went back in time, too, and attacked the Kelvin. Right? Right? Okay. Spoiler alert, people. Here we go. Therefore, instead of being born in Iowa, he was born in space. Breaking off and starting a whole new timeline.
I feel like this is the Stewie episode. Seriously, like
that's exactly what it is.
What it is? Like, I feel like this Family Guy already did this.
So it's not a remake.
Okay,
it's not a reboot.
I will say this. I will say this, and you're not going to agree with me, but this is how I look at it.
Okay.
If you go from a series of movies that were put out,
yes.
Okay. With Shatner and all those as older people.
Uh-huh.
And you go back to where these movies that they're putting out now are the same people at a younger age, you're doing a Star Wars.
No, you're not.
I'm going to, you know what? I'm gonna,
not this
I'm
one.
I'm going to agree with JT and in the perception thing because if you're not a fan, like, nerd fan, like you just went to a nerd level, uh-huh. on another level.
Oh, dude, I still have more to the argument.
That way with like comic book stuff, growing up on it and being like true, and there's everyone's got their thing that they're about. They're like whatever, but from watching the movies and having never been a huge Star Trek fan, like ridiculous. I watched the show. I watched whatever. I mean, I wasn't whatever nerdy
not,
about
not being,
it.
Not being a Trek.
Yeah,
being
not a Trekkie. I thought after seeing the last one, the same thing. And if I were to see this film, unless they explain, oh, we went back in time and changed things in this movie, and I'd be like, okay. Looking at the movie, it looks just like a prequel. This is how you came back, and they're young, and all this other stuff like that. So unless you really follow it, and you're a ridiculous fan, like obviously you know, the general audience is going to be like, okay, it's a prequel. And they're going to be just as happy.
But it's not. And the reason
Sully,
is
you're going technical. You're going highly technical.
No, 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 no. This
but
isn't even
the
technical.
Person that's just,
I think we lost
the person
Danielle
that's
too.
A casual viewer.
Oh no, I'm
that's
here. I'm just
is.
Sitting back laughing.
They, but this isn't even technical. Okay, that's why they had Leonard Nimoy playing the older version of Spock to bridge the gap between the original timeline and a whole new set of events.
But you say he's from the future, knows what's going to happen, then the logical thing is to be unpredictable.
You're assuming that Nero knows how events are predicted to unfold. The contrary, Nero's very presence has altered the flow of history, beginning with the attack on the USS Kelvin, culminating in the events of today, thereby creating an entire new chain of incidents that cannot be anticipated by either party.
It's everything about time
Boom.
Travel in one movie. Everyone knows this.
Exactly.
It's the butterfly.
But it's the same
effect. It's the, but it, no, it's the butterfly effect. You change one thing, everything changes. That's why it's not a prequel and it's still a sequel. The only difference is you're further back in time.
So now we get to do all these other movies again like they've done already before?
Oh, no.
Let's hope not.
No. Originally, they wanted to get Khan as the bad guy for this
movie. I still
movie
like Picard
now.
Better. I'm still going with Picard. He's the man.
No.
I'd rather follow than Shatner. You know, the whole...
Big Bang Theory said it best. Next Generation, but Kirk is captain.
I don't know. Kirk, I mean, he's a ladies' man, but I don't know. Picard's got that...
Oh, wait,
like,
no, wait.
Intelligent.
I think I reversed it.
Yeah.
It's original series, but Picard is captain.
Seriously.
See, I like Kirk, the ask questions later type of guy.
I like Picard. He's an intellect. The guy's 10 steps ahead of you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
No. Either way, to me, it's a prequel.
Well, you'll still see it, though, right?
The two new ones have been a prequel to...
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's not. Because they even...
In your opinion, it's not. In my opinion, it is.
It's not even my opinion. It's it's the Star Trek universe's opinion.
That's the opinion of a fan who's watching the movie. That's what he sees. That's the point. You're seeing it from the perspective of a fan of the series. He's seeing it from the perspective of somebody who watched the movie.
But
as a just like when people watch... The X-Men movies and the Marvel movies.
Right.
If you watch those movies and you didn't know anything about the Avengers or the X-Men and you just watched them, you're like, oh, cool. But if you walked out of those movies like some of us did and like hated them because of these reasons, that's what it is. Because they changed stuff or it's like not original.
But I also see it as a filmmaker too.
You do. That's different. You also see
okay.
other stuff.
Because the only way that the new Star Trek was able to work is if... They all did their research on not only the original series, but the Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, Voyager, and Enterprise, because they all leads into it, you know? And they mention pretty much everything. Every series that was ever made, they mention in the new movie.
Do you think they'll have, like, future stuff where they interact more, like Deep Space Nine and, like, Next Generation will be in
I think
do you think Picard will ever be in these new movies that are coming out?
No.
Like in the timeline somehow where they change things?
Somewhere down the line, maybe. But right now, no. Because you have to remember that Kirk and Spock were one generation. So Picard's not even born yet.
But timelines can change anything forever.
It can. It can. But at the same time... Technology wise, like you have to know Star Trek in order to, you know, say, yeah, Picard is going to exist, but it's not true because right now they're only in their 20s. They're in their 20s and 30s. Picard isn't even
simply
born
put,
yet.
In my view, it's a prequel.
But
in your
not.
View, it's not.
All right, JT, leave him alone because he's going to go on this for like the rest of the show.
But it's not.
On this one thing of whether or not. We'll agree. It's not.
Here you go. The Hobbit is a prequel.
We all know that.
The Hobbit is a prequel. Episodes 1, 2, and 3 are prequels. Star Trek is not a prequel.
You have your opinion. I have mine.
It's not even an opinion. It's fact. It's fact.
Yeah. Okay, we agree with you.
Because there's...
JT, no, I don't.
He's just doing it to get a rise out of me. But if you think about it, logically, it's not a prequel.
Your fluster factor is through the roof now.
No.
You are so animated
no.
over this.
He's at about a five.
Michael Bay is the greatest director in the world, that's when the fluster factor will go skyrocketing, okay?
I thought he was the
He made Transformers. No. Come on.
Just because he made Transformers doesn't mean he's
good. He gets a pass in some categories with me only because the Transformers were pretty good.
I'm going to say this about the Transformer movies. Industrial Light and Magic is what made those movies, okay?
Regardless, enough it was said. Still better than I thought they were going to be when they came out. Like, I was excited as a fan of having watched Transformers. It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
But everything else he got.
You people are idiots. Welcome back, dumbass. Dumbass. Got anything for that, dumbass? Well, April Fool, dumbass.
It's time for the dumbass of the week.
Dumbasses. Dumbass. You dumbasses. 300 million sperm. That's the one that got through.
But you say he's from the future, knows what's going to happen, then the logical thing is to be unpredictable.
You're assuming that Nero knows how events are predicted to unfold. The contrary, Nero's very presence has altered the flow of history, beginning with the attack on the USS Kelvin, culminating in the events of today, thereby creating an entire new chain of incidents that cannot be anticipated by either party.
An alternate reality.
Precisely. Whatever our lives might have been if the time continuum was disrupted, our destinies have changed.
See? Anyway, it is time for the dumbass of the week.
Prequel.
It's not a prequel. Where we like to
You both have to have the last word. Just say truce and go on.
No! It's not a prequel.
It's going to end up like the Hatfields and McCoys over this one thing. We know which one's the Hatfields and the McCoys. Right. So.
Very simply put, just look at what I said in the chat room.
To end this, don't make me call my father on this one, okay? Because he knows more Star Trek than anybody. Anyway, it is time for the dumbass of the week.
Look at what I said in the chat room.
I saw that. Your mission wasn't accomplished.
It is
accomplished. We're running out of time. That's the thing. We're running out of time, and this one's actually pretty long, so we got to get into
gonna
it.
Oh, you're going to talk about running out of time with this whole timeline thing you brought
up?
Dude,
I will argue this left and right. It's not a prequel. It's a sequel, mainly because they have an original cast member going back in time. We're done.
I hope Future Adam can go back in time and change this timeline right
now.
It's
not
going to
happen. It's not going to happen.
Future Adam, change this timeline, please, if you're listening.
And it didn't work, apparently, because we wouldn't be here.
Son of a bitch. He's lazy in the future.
So if you have a dumbass, by all means, send us an article or a video to dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show. This one comes from South Carolina.
Ooh, we haven't had a South Carolina.
Yeah, normally it's Florida or somewhere
Florida.
Else.
Florida.
Florida. Florida. But this one comes from Dorchester County, South Carolina. And I'm not going to play the video because it's really not that thrilling, but we do have audio here.
In a live investigation, we uncover a story that will make taxpayers sick. Dorchester County deputies say a woman has been taking the county's EMS for a ride, faking illness and using their ambulances to hitch a ride to downtown Charleston.
Now,
what?
Before we go on, and because I know I'm not showing the video, the woman is black.
That was my next thing. Guess her race. Go ahead, JT.
The woman is black.
Nice turnover.
So
notice I stayed quiet.
You did. So yeah. The only reason why I'm not showing the video on Ustream is because for a professional news broadcasting company, the video sucks. It is so choppy, it's not even funny. You can't even read the lower thirds. That's how bad it is. So let's continue here.
Police reporter Harv Jacobs tells us how detectives finally put the brakes on the scheme and how much money it may cost the county. It's new tonight.
Okay, before we go on, why do the news media and news anchors and all these journalists have to have these stupid catchphrases that go with the frickin' piece?
I know, right?
They're going to put the brakes on it. On really? One. Are you fucking kidding me? I swore and she's going to yell at me, but I don't care. I'm so
well, pissed. That happened at the beginning of the show, so.
Yeah, I know. She doesn't listen anymore. She supports me. So let's go on.
At 6.
Have you ever experienced anything like this before?
Not to this extent, certainly not.
Dorchester County EMS Director Doug Warren is talking about 51-year-old Audrey Ferguson. Medics have been to Ferguson's house so many times, they probably could find their way there with their eyes closed.
Records obtained by Live 5 News show Ferguson has called the MS at least 100 times in the last 7 years.
Damn.
You heard that, right?
100 times in the last 7 years.
100 times in the last 7 years. Why?
Let's because she out. Could.
No, let's find out.
We are told just about every time she has to be taken to a hospital.
She'll have a vague medical complaint, for instance, abdominal pain.
But Dorchester County Sheriff's investigators believe Ferguson has been faking illness.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
But if you really look at it, that's only an average of 14.25 times a year.
Only.
Only.
Only. Only. Yeah.
Where's the calculator?
Actually, it's 14.28571427149.
There's no way you knew that in your head. You
divided by 7, multiplied by 42, my aunts, uncles, sisters, cousins, brothers, former roommate. Let's go.
Actually, it was just a calculator. So. Okay.
Just to get a free ride to downtown Charleston.
Sheriff's office says she's basically been using MS's taxi service.
That's what it appears to be from our standpoint.
Isn't there a time you could all say stop?
That's right. You heard it right. Using the EMS as a taxi service.
But, okay, the few times that I've had to call for an ambulance, I got charged for it.
Yeah.
I got a bill for it.
All right, let's...
She must not be paying her bill.
Really?
Wait, let's go on.
When I take you to the hospital?
She has medical complaints that are legitimate. And so until she's been evaluated and determined not to be sick, we have to assume she is.
Soon, medics saw a disturbing pattern and got suspicious.
Okay, so from their standpoint, they're doing their job. They have to check no matter what. That it's just something they have to do. Okay.
I agree, but...
But what?
There's one issue I have with that last thing. You said soon they noticed the pattern. Soon wouldn't have been 7 years later.
Well, let's see what they found out.
Ferguson apparently never even went into the hospital to get treated. Instead, she told hospital officials she was okay and left.
We transported her to one of the area hospitals, and then she, oftentimes before we can get our paperwork completed, she signed out from the hospital and gone on to do other things.
Uh-oh.
My question is, did she call an ambulance to get a ride back in Charleston Door House? That's what I'm wondering.
Uh-oh. So what happens now? Let's find out.
Warren called the sheriff's office and asked for an investigation. The detective assigned to the case said he wanted to be contacted the next time Ferguson called for an ambulance. Deputies say on April 2nd, Ferguson's free rides came to an end. A Dorchester County deputy was waiting here at Trinity Medical Center for an ambulance carrying Ferguson. According to an incident report, he heard her call her son saying she needed a ride. And he also heard her tell a nurse that she wasn't ill, that she was actually feeling fine, and that she was leaving.
Uh-oh.
Busted.
But it gets better.
Ferguson did leave, handcuffed, and was taken to the Dorchester County Jail. On the way to jail, Ferguson told the deputy why she called for an ambulance so many times. According to an incident report, Ferguson says she didn't have a car, and this was the only way she had to get around, and Medicaid paid for it anyway. It was part of her benefits.
You heard that, right?
Son of a bitch.
Wow.
Medicaid paid for it.
So how did she get back home then?
She calls her son.
Wait, she couldn't call her son to drive him down there?
So why didn't she call her son in the first damn place?
I don't know.
All right, now
I don't know. So now, what?
I'm mad.
Let's go through the list here. She used 911 illegally.
Yeah.
Okay, false reports and illnesses and stuff like that. Had Medicaid pay for it. There's two. Let's see what else happened.
God, there's more.
At all of those ambulance trips taken by Ferguson, each one costs $425 plus mileage.
$425 wow. plus mileage from her home to the ambulance.
Wow.
And Medicaid paid for it.
Pay it back or go to jail.
Gets better.
No, they need to make
and her
pay
it back
and
Medicaid doesn't
go to jail.
Pay, taxpayers will have to foot the rest of the bill, more than $400,000. And there's one other worry for Warren.
$400,000 for the taxpayers to pay whatever the Medicaid didn't cover. That's freaking insane.
Flat Top said Goodwill clearance day.
Truck from Harleyville is tied up responding to this situation where we appear to have abuse of the system. That may delay our response.
No shit.
Appear?
No shit. That's the EMS guy.
How does that appear to be an abuse of the system?
I have no idea, but that's the EMS guy.
That's to someone that has a more significant or more pressing
need. Somebody needs to smack him.
Yeah.
And it concerns me.
And listen to this. Warren says even though Ferguson has been arrested and charged, if she calls for an ambulance again, EMS will have to go to her house because medics cannot assume she is faking her illness. This.
No, duh.
They can't, but they should.
Yeah.
This is really complicated so far. She is charged with unlawful use of 911 and filing a false police report. Is there anything else they can do? Maybe turn to counseling or something. It seems to be.
Is there anything else? What do you think?
Counseling.
Yeah,
who's
let's
pay
for
that?
Her counseling, too.
Yeah, the taxpayers.
A problem on both sides here.
That's very possible. She's still in jail, so we can't answer that, of course. But the other thing is my sources tell me they're investigating possible Medicaid fraud, and that might be part of the investigation.
Still more to come.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Medicaid fraud.
Wait. Okay, I hate the way these people talk, and all because they have to be politically correct.
Yeah.
It's fraud. There's no possible.
The problem is until
Medicaid
like,
fraud
yeah,
about
until
it.
She is charged.
It's slander or libel. If you say something without actually being confirmed and actually being charged, that's why everyone's a suspect. It doesn't matter. It's like the bombing guys. They're suspect. We know they did it, but until they formally charge and formally go through the system and everything like that, they
formally
can sue.
Guilty,
they
yeah.
can sue these companies for millions of dollars mm-hmm. for slander and libel. And trust me, there are plenty of lawyers out there that have no souls who will represent scumbags for frivolous lawsuits, even if they don't believe in their client and everything like that. And that's
which
that
is exactly which is exactly why I could never be a news broadcaster.
Yeah, me either.
I want to be like the real guy, like this bitch did. Right.
I'd be like, you know, this asshole went down here. I mean, this bitch.
What?
Sat here and defrauded Medicaid and the city and the county and everything else for $435,000 plus.
I can see you. You idiot. And start screaming at her.
Dumb shits.
The sad part, she's going to go to jail. And guess what? They're going to pay for it again. This woman is the sponge of the county. Like, yep. She should be the mascot for that county. Like, just the sponge. Seriously. Like, leeching off the community. Oh, man.
You look at it. She's built Medicaid. She's built the city. She's built the taxpayers.
Yep.
And no matter what they do with her, she's still going to do it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if they keep her in jail, okay, the taxpayers are paying for that.
Mm-hmm.
If they put her in counseling, the taxpayers are going to pay for that.
Yep.
Yeah, so no matter
no
where
use
it
to
goes.
Society. Send her away somewhere.
Yep.
Throw in the middle
pack
of
her,
the desert.
Pack her happy ass up and send her over to Islamabad or something.
Islamabad?
Islamabad.
That's the most... Wow. It's a new country.
Sorry, that one popped in my head from the movie last night.
Gotta love it.
No, Islamabad is a city in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
If you want to follow me, JT, you can follow me at my music website, www.jthollis and the Night Train. You can also follow us on Twitter at JT Hollis, or you can follow us on Facebook. Just do a search for JT Hollis and the Night Train. Danielle.
You can find me on Twitter at DoobieScoops. You can find Greg on Twitter at TexasNotCool. Facebook is DGregMatulis. And you can listen to me tomorrow night, Lust and Love, between 10 p.m. and midnight on MoreLikeRadio.com.
And you can follow me on Twitter at PatriotPride80 or on Facebook under Adam Wood. And I'll be the good-looking one, not the ugly Adam Wood.
And of course you can follow me on Twitter. Go to twitter.com/TheSullyShow or at The Sully Show. It's real simple, real easy. You can also follow us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/TheSullyShow as well as More Like Radio. We're on Facebook all over the place. You can also follow More Like Radio on Twitter at More Like Radio. It's real simple, real easy. And if you got nothing to do, make sure you go down to the Dragonfly tonight, 200 Outwater Lane in Carlstead, New Jersey. Everybody who's going to be there from all the other shows across
across More Like Radio is going to be there. I won't be there. Sorry. I got to work. It happens. But make sure you go down. Say hi to everybody. Have some fun. Enjoy. It's great company. We're here live every Sunday from noon to 2, except for this Mother's Day. It's my college graduation, so we'll have a best of. Hope everybody has a great time. Mark Out Radio is up next. We'll see you later. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye.
Listening to The Sully Show.
They got the mustard.
They got the mustard.
Screw you. I don't like mustard.